For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports a driver was killed when another driver was passing a semi. Monday night at approximately 5:40, the Sauk County Communications Center was notified of the two-vehicle crash on Highway 60 near the intersection of Ferry Bluff Road in the town of Prairie du Sac. Deputies arrived on scene and learned a vehicle was traveling westbound and passing a semi. While passing, the vehicle entered the eastbound lane and struck a vehicle that was traveling eastbound. The operator of the westbound vehicle was transported to a local hospital for injuries sustained during the crash. The operator at the eastbound vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is ongoing and the names of those involved are not being released at this time. 16 Vernon County businesses have been selected to receive a total of $150,000 in grant funding through the Elevate Vernon County program, a new initiative designed to help local entrepreneurs start, strengthen, and grow their businesses in Vernon County. In addition to direct financial support, the Elevate Vernon program provides pathway navigation and resource connection through Vernon County Economic Development, helping business owners access free and low-cost tools, trainings, and expert guidance available through regional and statewide partners. The program is funded by a Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Small Business Development Grant and administered by the Vernon County Community Development Department. Grant recipients represent a wide range of industries and communities across the county, from downtown revitalization projects to value-added farm upgrades and building and manufacturing. Each grant is designed to help recipients invest in critical business needs, such as equipment, building improvements, marketing, or startup costs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced preliminary results for the 2025 bear season. This fall, bear hunters harvested 3,724 bears during the 35-day season, placing the season on par with the five-year average of about 3,800 bears annually. This year's harvest was slightly below the overall harvest target of 4,075 bears, but within the expected range of harvest for this fall. A total of 13,110 bear hunting licenses were awarded to hunters through the license lottery system. Statewide, hunter success was about 28%, slightly below the five-year average hunter success rate of 32%. Hunter success rates in individual zones varied from as high as 69% in Zone A to less than 10% in Zones E and F. Wisconsin has a thriving bear population, estimated at around 23,000 bears, with the range covering more than half the state. Hunting also plays an important role in balancing bear populations. Hunters provide critical data from every harvested bear, which is the backbone of population monitoring efforts and ensures a healthy and sustainable bear population into the future. Bear hunter license fees also supply key funding for bear management, research, and outreach activities. Hunters wishing to obtain a license or preference point for the 2026 season must apply in Go Wild or at an authorized license agent before the December 10th deadline. State law requires bear permit applicants to apply at least once during any period of 3 consecutive years to retain their accumulated preference points. Otherwise, all accumulated preference points will be lost. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation joins partners across the state and across the country, urging drivers to put their seatbelts on and put their phones down. The effort urges drivers to model safe driving behaviors and commit to the Buckle Up, Phone Down pledge to buckle up and put the phone down every trip, every time. Distracted driving is a leading cause of traffic crashes in Wisconsin. In 2024, there were 9,068 crashes related to distracted driving across the state, resulting in 44 deaths and 3,530 injuries. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. In 2024, there were 7,648 crashes involving unbelted occupants, resulting in 176 deaths and 2,022 injuries. Always buckle up, every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same. Put your phone down and avoid distractions while driving. If you must use your phone, pull over to a safe location. Texting while driving is not only dangerous, but also illegal in Wisconsin. Sending or reading a text that takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds at 55 miles per hour is like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. It is illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone when driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. Handheld or hands-free cell phone use while driving is against the law in Wisconsin for any driver with a probationary license or instruction permit, except to report an emergency. As the temperatures have begun to drop, it is important to remember to set our clocks back 1 hour this weekend. Daylight saving time will come to an end at 2 o'clock Sunday morning as we return to standard time. With the end of daylight saving time, sunrise will be at 6:38 with sunset at 4:52. There are mixed feelings when it comes to the time change, but regardless of your stance, it's something we all have to work through. The best practice for many is to turn clocks back Saturday night before going to bed. However, there are other things you can do to prepare both physically and mentally. Christy Harris is with Amplify Health by Gunderson.
The more that we can try to slowly, gradually try to get to what the new sleeping pattern will be like, it helps that circadian rhythm and it helps us to be able to not have as much sleep disturbances. Obviously, there is a lot of people that would say, oh, I really don't like it. Some people might say, yeah, we need to have it. So I think right now we just need to realize it is what it is, right? So we know that it's going to happen. We know that we can take some proactive measures to help us to get prepared for those daylight savings times. So some of that could be slowly changing that sleeping pattern so that in the fall you're going to bed a little bit to adjust for that time frame so that your body isn't having as much sleep disruptance. And I would say do the same thing in the spring as well, because both of them definitely have a direct impact on our overall health.
It is also a good time to replace your batteries and your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. If you have an emergency kit at home, this weekend is also a great time to check for expired products or items that may have been borrowed for other purposes and need to be replaced. Pay attention in particular to the expiration dates on batteries, first aid supplies, and food. Again, don't forget to set your clocks back Sunday morning as daylight saving time officially ends at 2 a.m. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff. That stage and his numbers, it's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few showers possible at a high tomorrow right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.